The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studios. Welcome! Glad you're with us. Glad you're hanging out with us for the afternoon. Welcome to The Big Show. Got a lot of news to talk about. Dave Wyman's going to join us at 1:30 this afternoon. Coming up in a half hour, the story Ursula just mentioned, we're going to talk to the Pierce County Economic Development Board. They've done a brilliant thing to take a jab at Seattle with a $275 per employee tax credit if you create new jobs down there. So they are flipping the Seattle model on its ear. We got a lot of news to get to. Let's get right into The Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Top story.
So are you ready for President Inslee? What would I do in 2020? Because I've had Inslee on my show. I've had Trump on my show.
You'd invite him to play basketball again. Stakes would even be higher.
What? I should tell Trump, if Inslee takes you on, me and Trump have to play ball.
Yes.
That was grammatically very poor of me. But that's the way it's trending right now, I'm told, by the Democrats. That Jay Inslee could be the next Democratic nominee.
And there are even more signs because he's going to be doing this event.
He's headlining a Democratic Party event next month in Iowa. And I've been telling you this. I've seen the tea leaves for the last couple of years. Everything that Jay Inslee's been doing, including when he went on Bill Maher's HBO show, and he was just touting our state.
For you, Bill, I can honestly say we got the best weed in the United States.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's going to sell in the heartland right there. So I want to do the first unofficial poll. You know how people always do polls years out? You know, what was the... They've been like Oprah. What if Oprah versus Trump? Mm-hmm. And we actually saw some reputable polling companies that were doing Oprah versus Trump. So I'm going to do the first Inslee versus Trump 2020 straw poll. I will say it's scientifically unscientific because I'm just going to use our text thing.
Oh.
But, yeah. I don't have the resources. They don't give me a budget here to go out and hire some pollster, but we got this text thing right here. So just give me who your vote is for. When it's Jay Inslee versus Donald J. Trump in 2020, and give me just one line as to why, and then a little later in the afternoon, I'll share some of my straw poll results.
You know how you'd love to bet on stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost willing to bet I know how this one's going to turn out.
Oh, I'd bet on. And you know what? I would bet the same amount on how the actual election would turn out. If it was Inslee versus Trump, oh my goodness, Trump, that would be a dream come true for Trump if that was the matchup in 2020.
Oh.
Not to slight my friend Jay Inslee.
I know.
Am I slighting him when I say that?
That's going to be harder and harder to get him back on the show.
Yeah, but I don't want to influence the poll results. So text me at 98973. Well, I should give you a little more context here. So Jay Inslee is going to speak at the Iowa Democratic Party's annual Hall of Fame celebration in Altoona. And he's going as the chairman of the Democratic Governors Association. But Iowa is where the caucuses kick off every 4 years for the presidential race. And the fact that Inslee has been tabbed to do this has led to widespread speculation that the Democratic Party may be coalescing behind him. And so that's why we got to do some polling on this right now. So text us at 98973. Just give me one line, who your vote's for, and one line, and we will reveal the results of our very unscientific poll a little bit later this afternoon. But I'll share some of your comments, too. But I tell you right now that I'm serious what I said. That would be a dream come true for Trump if that's the matchup in 2020. Because Inslee, Who does Inslee on the national presidential aspirant stage last time? Who does he remind you of the most? Anybody? Because I got somebody in mind. Rick Perry. It reminds me of Rick Perry. You say the Democratic version.
Well, I was
version.
Thinking of Democrats.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was okay, unfair. Yeah, okay. It was unfair of me. But he's like the Democratic version of Rick Perry. Both good-looking guys in their 60s.
Yeah.
They both started wearing glasses. They could look smarter.
Okay, you're acting like Jay Inslee's really young. You know, he's 67 now. So
well, that's
by then
I said.
It's like 69.
In their 60s.
Yeah, yeah, so it's close to 70.
Yeah, he's getting there. But yeah, and Trump in the primaries dispatched Rick Perry like he was a little bug on his arm.
So, I think he pretty much dispatched everybody.
Doesn't Perry have a job in the administration?
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what he's doing now. But anyway, so let's start the polling right now. The Democrats are starting to give Jay Inslee some signs that there may be some enthusiasm for him.
Yeah, and Rick Perry, of course, is the energy secretary.
He's very energetic. See, that's the other thing. Inslee's always talking about energy, green energy. We have all these green energy jobs here in Washington. He went on last week. I played those for you last week. Could you bump those up from last week when he was on MSNBC? So, Rick, yeah, Rick, I'm not going to start calling him Rick Perry. Jay Inslee, when he went on MSNBC last week, he was talking about how we've got the greatest economy in the country. And it's we have a good economy, but so does the rest of the country right now. I'm not sure that it's his doing, the economy that we have right now. But also, Inslee, he just made sound like, as I said to Ursula last week when we first got this audio, he made it sound like it's Xanadu around here right now.
We have proven that when you have good, honest, fair, progressive values of an openness, welcoming community, if you take care of your clean air, clean water,
yep,
if you make big investments in schools, if you focus on clean energy jobs.
Okay, let's talk about the green water. How many millions of gallons of raw sewage poured into Puget Sound off of Discovery Park last year? I mean, it was millions. It might have been tens of millions, hundreds of millions. I don't remember. But how much was it?
I think it was hundreds of millions.
It was hundreds of millions. That's our clean water here because your dopey party, and it's Dow Constantine's fault because he's in charge. The buck's got to stop with him, with King County. But they had let that treatment plant fall into such disrepair that hundreds of millions of gallons of raw sewage poured into Puget Sound. And you go on MSNBC to talk about what a great job we've done with clean water? When your buddy Dow Constantine oversaw the department that led to hundreds of millions of gallons of poop pouring into the Sound. So, yeah, I don't know if that's something to tout, but go on. We're listening.
Our clean energy jobs are growing twice as fast as the U.S. economy. What do you get when you have this suite of progressive values? Net neutrality bills, we have the best paid family leave in the United States. You get the best economy in the country, and it sort of blows up this myth that fairness is somehow inimical to economic growth. So I think we are a model for the country, and we're also the most humble state in the nation.
I forgot about the inimical. But has he looked around any of his major cities in the state? Has he looked at all the tents and tarps on every sidewalk in Seattle? Does he know about the little boy who got pricked by a needle at a park up in Everett over the weekend? Do you realize that Seattle, of the 20 most populous cities in the country, Seattle by far has the worst property crimes because druggies are smashing out windows because of the progressive values around here? And you know, those dopes on MSNBC, they have no clue. They're just drooling all over Jay Inslee because he is a very handsome man. I tell you what, when I backed him down in the low post, I got to enjoy that handsomeness. But I digress. So all the stuff that he talks about, he completely ignores the fact that we are in shambles when it comes to drug use and to property crime, homelessness, vagrants, bums, all of that. That's what the progressive values have delivered to the Puget Sound area. But I don't want to influence your voting. I've said way too much as it is. So, is that vote tampering? Am I like the Russians?
Like, yeah. Where do you think we are?
Like the Russians. Oh, man. Okay, cast your vote. Go to 98973. That's 98973. And we'll do the first unofficial straw poll on Inslee versus Trump. Next up in the big lead.
The big lead. Your tax dollars at work.
Yeah, also, as Ursula mentioned, very clever down in Pierce County when Seattle says we want to tax employment. We want to punish the job creators with a $275 per person head tax. Pierce County is now saying, hey, you create jobs down here, we will give you a $275 per person tax credit. We will give you enticements to create jobs. It's very smart what they're doing down there. And they're making sure that they're good middle class jobs, because it's only going to apply to jobs that pay over $65,000 a year. So you can't just go in and create minimum wage jobs and get this tax credit. But if you create middle class jobs, 65K or higher, they're going to give you this tax credit. And I'm going to talk to the Economic Development Board CEO down there coming up in about 15 minutes. Another story Ursula had in her newscast. The Seattle City Council took their first vote to imposing this lid. And everyone's calling it a tax. It's an assessment, it's semantics. But it's just a wealth transfer. They're telling these condo owners they might have bought 20 years ago for a modest amount. And I know some people who did, who live down there, friends of mine, who are not wealthy. And now the Seattle City Council says, well, you know what? We need $200 million. So let's just take it from people who own property near the waterfront. Even the condo owners, not just commercial property owners. So you got a bunch of people who are going to have to write a check for $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, and just give it to the Seattle City Council so that they can blow it, as they do all of their projects, so they can blow it on, you know, sweetheart deals to their cronies, to the supporters who will get some six-figure jobs out of all of this. They just got a 17% property tax hike in the last year. And now they're telling them, oh, yeah, plus write us a check for several thousand dollars so that we can build up the waterfront. Why? Well, so the bums will have a place to hang out. You know, we're going to give them a real nice place to pitch all their tents and tarps now. And I am starting to get as real with my language as politicians are phony, because they just call everybody the homeless. No. We've got innocent homeless people that we all should be helping. We've got a lot of vagrants and bums who refuse all help. And we're going to start calling people exactly what they are, because we got to take back the language. Also, are you ready for a property tax increase? Because the Seattle City Council yesterday also has proposed a property tax increase. Now, get this. So if you live down by the waterfront, 17% hike on average in your King County property taxes. Now you got the lid assessment, that several thousand dollars. And the latest one, Lorena Gonzalez, she told Q13 News that, we got to raise the property taxes here in Seattle even higher. But she said, but we're doing it in a responsible way.
There's a growing anger in the community saying that the city mismanaged money, not just when it comes to homelessness, but transportation and a lot of other issues. Mm-hmm. How can you bring back that accountability for the people?
Well, I mean, I think in this levy, as I mentioned before, we have had a high level of accountability, and we have shown the voters over and over again that we have been delivering on outcomes.
What? What? You've been delivering on outcomes? What, the seawall, $100 million over budget? The streetcar, $60 million over budget? The tunnel, going to be $1 billion over budget? How have you been delivering outcomes? Name one thing where you have delivered. You told the poorest people, hey, we're going to get you $15 an hour, and they're taking home less money now than before that? Who have you delivered an outcome to? And that's your basis for another property tax increase. Rob Johnson, who is a proven liar on the city council, who's trying to put through those bike lanes and road diet in his neighborhood over there on 35th Northeast. And he said, oh, I didn't know there was community opposition. And now a group forwarded me emails and text messages from Rob Johnson proving that he knew in December of 2016 and January of 2017 when these text messages and emails were sent, proving that he knew that there was 68% community opposition, but he has to reward his buddies in the bike industry because they got him elected. So anyway, that proven liar, Rob Johnson, he's one of the people who wants this property tax increase now. On top of the lid, on top of the head tax, on top of the skyrocketing property taxes you already pay.
It's May. This is proposed to be on the ballot in November. A lot can change between now and then.
You hear what he's saying? He's saying, hey, they're going to forget by November how we have completely screwed over everyone. They will forget by November that I lied to all of my constituents. They'll forget that Mike O'Brien is a proven liar and a smirking little weasel. They'll forget by November. Can you believe how condescending that is to you? Oh, we'll do this tax. We'll approve it now. We'll get it on the ballot in November. And all of these dopey citizens will forget how inept we are. What a condescending, smug guy this proven liar Rob Johnson is.
It's May. This is proposed to be on the ballot in November. A lot can change between now and then.
What do you mean by a lot can change?
Well, the angst and anger that you guys are talking about today on May the 21st may not necessarily be the same as it is today.
Can you believe this? Can you believe this? This is them talking amongst themselves on the council. And you even hear the council woman when he said they're going to forget by November. They're laughing. They're laughing at you. They're laughing at you. The angst and anger that you have today, oh, it's going to wear off. And that's why we're going to be able to get another tax hike through. This is unbelievable what a piece of work this guy is. You know what? He is climbing up into the Mike O'Brien, Kashama Sawant category of weasel here.
In November.
So, how are you feeling about the angst and anger from the community? Are you hearing them?
Those are your guys' words. And so, you know, just...
No, was it? You just said it. What do you mean that's your guys' words? What a dope. Jeez. That's what I say. I've heard him talk so many times. Not the sharpest knife.
Generally, I would say I was out at the farmer's market this weekend in the U District where we are every Saturday. And, you know, I heard from a couple of folks who were really proud of the vote that we took a week ago. And I heard from a couple of folks that had concerns. And generally, that's a pretty good bellwether of the community writ large.
Oh, yeah, it's 50-50. Half the people liked it. Unbelievable. What an unbelievable group running this place. And that is your big lead.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Oh, man.
Do you want to tally really quick?
Yes.
I'm still working on it. I have not finished counting. I'm trying.
Okay.
But I've got about 240 to 24.
And then one. For who?
Trump over Inslee. And I have two votes for you and one vote for Brock.
Okay, we'll keep tallying your votes. Trump versus Inslee, the first Trump poll. Go to 98973. Text yours to 98973. And we'll talk to Pierce County, which is going the opposite direction of Seattle, to their credit, to their benefit. And we'll tell you about that next. Well, last week, the city of Seattle announced that it was going to tax job creators. The biggest businesses in the city are going to be hit with a $275 per employee tax. And it's by far the biggest head tax in the country. Other cities that have tried a head tax, one-tenth of Seattle's abandoned them because they were considered job killers, Chicago being among them. Former Governor Christine Gregoire said it was crazy to tax jobs. Other cities in this region are going in the other direction. Let me welcome to the show. Bruce Kendall is the CEO of the Tacoma-Pierce County Economic Development Board. Bruce, good to talk to you this afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So you guys have done a 180 on the Seattle approach. Tell me what you are offering to businesses that will come into Pierce County or Tacoma.
Well, when the news came down that Seattle had taken the head tech action that they did, we felt it was important to make sure that we distinguished ourselves in the Puget Sound marketplace as a part of the region that actually rewards companies for creating jobs. And so our county executive, Bruce Dammeyer, and Victoria Woodards, who's the mayor of Tacoma, and other elected officials came together very quickly and decided that they were going to work with all of the mayors of all the cities in Pierce County to identify ways of providing a $275 per job tax credit for employers that create jobs above $65,000 a year and above. So changing the narrative, if you will, to one of rewarding what you want from employers, which is creating great jobs as opposed to penalizing them.
So you're telling me the job has to pay $60,000 or more to qualify?
$65,000.
Okay, got it. You obviously didn't pick the number 275 out of a hat. You quite clearly seem to be taking a little bit of a jab at Seattle with that.
Well, it's the number that has been presented to the region, if you will. It's getting a lot of play, and your opening comments were instructive, I think. It's a very big number in terms of head tax numbers relative to other things that have happened in the country. And so we felt, and our political leadership felt, that we needed to make sure that we were identifying an equally large number, if you will, as a credit or as a benefit to those companies. Yeah, so it was not an accident
sure.
that we landed on $275.
Well, and you're on an economic development board, and I know a little bit about econ. It's just any company in the country or any startup that is considering where to locate, I don't know why any of them would ever move to Seattle or start up in Seattle as long as this tax is in place and as long as we've got such loons running the city right now. Because, I mean, there's no way that Seattle can compete with you guys. If you're saying, we'll pay you to bring jobs here, Seattle will take money and punish you for bringing jobs there.
Well, companies locate and stay in communities for lots of different reasons. Certainly one of those reasons is the business-friendly or perhaps less than friendly environment that they're going to go into. And the most direct way of showing a business that you value what they're doing, or that is the jobs they're creating, is to make it a positive and not a negative. So, That's the agenda here in Pierce County.
Well, one of the things that struck me, because one of the questions I had going into this interview is, how are you going to pay for this? But you kind of explained that as you described the process. It's going to be a tax credit for companies that have not yet been established down there, it sounds like. And so it's just giving them a tax credit, but it's not going to cost the taxpayers anything, right?
Correct. But I will add, it also applies to existing companies that are here now. If they create, 10 new jobs or 1,000 new jobs, then they would be able to at that payroll number, they'd be able to take advantage of it as well. So it's for our incumbent companies who we love and want to help grow here, and also companies coming in from the outside.
But only for new jobs they create. So if you have a company now that has 1,000 employees, you're not going to give them a $275,000 credit for this year?
That is correct. Yeah, this is a new, we have other things we do to help companies defray the cost of doing business. There are training programs that we can help subsidize for their employees, that sort of thing. But no, this is definitely for new jobs that don't exist today that will exist tomorrow, we hope. And if they're at that 65,000 and above number, then they would absolutely qualify.
I was just down in Tacoma a couple of weeks ago for an event and was just very impressed with the area around the museum right south of the Tacoma Dome. And you guys seem to be doing a lot of things right compared to Seattle. What is your reaction, just being as objective as you can, but caring about job creation and business atmosphere? What was your reaction when you heard the Seattle head tax?
I was surprised it passed. We have debates about taxes all the time in this business and tax incentives and that sort of thing. Because the number was so unusually high, I was surprised. So that was my reaction. And then when the media coverage became quite robust, if you will, we felt that there was a big paintbrush, perhaps brushing us all with the same paint about Puget Sound being this environment where these sorts of things happen. And so they're not happening in Pierce County. They're not happening in Snohomish County. They're not happening in Kitsap County. They're happening in Spokane County. So let's make a statement that's tangible that says we're not going that direction. We're going in a different direction.
Well, that's a very clever statement. It's well done. So employers, if you want to create jobs in Pierce County, they will do a 180 on Seattle and give you a $275 tax credit instead of a hit to you with a $275 tax for each job. I love it. Way to take a jab at them and to let the rest of the country know that our entire region isn't economically loony.
Well, and Dory, let me add quickly that the motivation here is not to take a jab at anybody.
I know.
To make sure that folks understand what they can get and benefit from in Pierce County. We only hope the best for our fellow organizations and cities up and down the Puget Sound corridor, because we're all in this together ultimately, and it's a regional economy, and so we hope that we're setting a good example.
I like it. Bruce Kendall's the CEO of the Tacoma Pierce County Economic Development Board. Bruce, great talking with you. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Dory.
All right. Love to hear your thoughts on this. You can text me at 98973. That's 98973. I'll share some of your comments and lots more news to get to as the Dory Monson Show rolls on. Okay, due to popular demand, we have to move the Inslee versus Trump polling platform. I've never done a Twitter poll before, but we've put it on both my personal Twitter page and the show page.
Right.
So
actually very scientific. I don't know. We're calling it unscientific, but I don't know. It's Twitter. It's scientific.
That's true. So at Dory Monson, DoriMonson, or at Dory Monson Show. We've got it up on both of those.
I would say in the on our text platform poll, we're up into the like maybe 500s with Trump, maybe 600. So I can't count anymore.
Yeah, we have to tally those individually. So it's about 600 for Trump, and how many for Inslee?
Oh, probably my last count was 33.
Okay, all right. So somewhat overwhelming.
I got one.
I saw that. And I've gotten about 10.
You've gotten a few.
Yeah. So anyway, we've had to move it to Twitter, though, because they will do the tallying for us. So go. And by the way, I was looking. So I've got, and I know this is like.
I know. We got to get you verified.
Yeah. What does it take? I've got over 5,000 followers on my personal Twitter. And then on Dory Monson's show, what are we at? 8,000, 9,000?
Something like that.
So I've got almost 14,000. Between the two pages, and how does that not qualify as verified?
Well, it probably does. We probably just have to apply for it.
Do you? I thought some magical thing just happened.
No.
You got to apply for it?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, we got to do that.
Okay.
Give me some credibility out there for once. Finally get a little respect out there. So anyway, go vote on Twitter, even if you already voted on text. It's the very first, since if you're just joining us, Jay Inslee's going to appear at this big Iowa event next month, and it's fueling speculation that Jay Inslee's going to run for president and could be the Democratic nominee in 2020. And if it's Inslee versus Trump, we just want to know who you would vote for. So at Dori Monson, DoriMonson, or at Dori Monson Show to go vote. Speaking of Trump, you know, he's already the president. I don't know if you knew that. That happened a couple of years ago in 2016. But he was talking, finally, an athlete didn't reject him because, you know, they invite the Golden State Warriors and a bunch of players say, I'm not going to the White House. I don't like this guy. And the Philadelphia Eagles just won the Super Bowl, and already several Eagles have said, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to honor Trump with my presence. Finally, he found a sport that embraces him. NASCAR. So he had a NASCAR champion team at the White House yesterday, and he said that NASCAR is about USA, baby.
This lively sport reflects our national spirit and our can-do attitude. At every NASCAR race, you will see thousands of patriotic Americans from the grandstands to the pit stalls proudly waving our flag.
Yeah, good jump in. How many NASCAR races do you think he's been to? Do you think he's ever been to a NASCAR race?
He hangs out in Florida. I bet he's been to Daytona.
Maybe. It's possible.
And roaring with joy at the words, start your engines. And I will tell you one thing I know about NASCAR. They do indeed, Brian, stand for the playing of the national anthem, right?
Yeah!
They do indeed. Woo! Somebody said, maybe you shouldn't say that. That'll be controversial. I said, that's okay. NASCAR's not going to mind it at all, right, fellas? They don't mind it at all.
Unlike that commie Kaepernick, am I right?
He had bad things to say
about both you and Hillary. You following that story at all?
Well, I have followed it, and I think it's personally not a good thing. I think it's a terrible thing. And maybe he should find a country that works better for him. Let him try. It won't happen.
So NASCAR, yes. Kaepernick, no, according to our president. So go vote. Go humor us. Let's do our first straw poll of Inslee versus Trump at Dori Monson or at Dori Monson Show on Twitter. We talked a lot yesterday about the new Starbucks policy. Starbucks says, we're going to let people hang out in our restaurants even if they don't buy anything. We're going to never say no to somebody using the bathroom. And I think this is going to be a disaster. They're going to turn every Starbucks, at least in Seattle, into a homeless shelter. And they said, well, we're not going to let people use drugs or drink alcohol, but they're going to go into the bathroom for 20 minutes and shoot up. And so I just think it's a disastrous policy. CBS Los Angeles, they talked to Starbucks customers, and at least they pretended like it was somewhat mixed opinion on this.
So I think it should have always been that way, especially because of the way racism is and all.
I've definitely done it, so I mean, I don't see a problem with it.
You go into a business and you just sit there and you don't buy anything, you're taking up space at the table.
I mean, you could end up having like a squatter's problem almost, where you just have people coming and staying. I mean, if they're going to do that, they need to like limit how long people can stay in there.
See, I've never bought a drink at Starbucks, but my wife and daughters are all crazy about it. And the idea that, you know, they're going to go into a Starbucks and there are going to be a bunch of vagrants hanging out, it's a ridiculous policy. And I'll tell you what, some of their employees are apprehensive, too.
Because we get attacked a lot, Hollywood Boulevard, you know. So I feel like if you get attacked, then we have the right to say no and we have the right to call the police.
Wait till you see what happens in some of these Seattle Starbucks when they become homeless shelters filled with vagrants. I do not know what this company is thinking with this. Fast 15's next.